A $250,000 in debt? A new family to support? No business, no prospects, no clear path forward? For most people, this would be the end of the story. But what if the moment everything falls apart is actually when everything begins? That's exactly what happened when a high school dropout decided to bet everything on a radical idea that the fastest way to transform your life isn't through what you know, but through who you know. Within 12 months, this same person would be hosting dinners with Tim Ferriss, Tony Hawk, and some of the world's most successful entrepreneurs. The secret wasn't luck or connections. It was a deceptively simple practice called mastermind dinners. These aren't your typical networking events with forced small talk and business card exchanges. They're intimate gatherings designed to create genuine human connection in a world increasingly dominated by shallow digital interactions. What makes this approach revolutionary is its foundation: vulnerability, authenticity, and a genuine commitment to others' success before your own. Here is an uncomfortable truth. You can achieve everything society tells you to want and still feel profoundly empty. Making 22 times the national average income sounds like the dream, right? Free time, financial abundance, the entrepreneurial lifestyle everyone chases. Yet, despite checking every box on the success checklist, something fundamental was missing. The business was wrong, the customers were wrong, and the constant anxiety proved that money alone doesn't equal fulfillment. When everything collapsed, the business, the finances, the carefully constructed life, only two things remained: integrity and relationships. October 2012. Drowning in debt, an intimate gathering with Seth Godin sparked everything. His connection economy concept revealed a truth. Maybe the solution wasn't working harder, but connecting better. The experiment? Invite 8 entrepreneurs who didn't know each other but should. Self-doubt nearly won. 4 hours later, watching strangers form instant connections created an addictive feeling. When one guest told another, "You and I need to talk," something clicked. Each dinner cost $600 to $800, deepening the debt. Yet relationships felt like the safest investment possible. Businesses fail, markets crash, but genuine connections remain valuable through any circumstance. When Tim Ferriss needed to offload 4,000 banned books quickly, the solution required $84,000. Despite being $250,000 in debt, one friend loaned the entire amount without hesitation, investing in the person, not the idea. This bold move launched Mastermind Talks, drawing 4,200 applications for just 100 spots. Relationship building stems from genuinely caring for others. Cools simply amplify that foundation. Like money revealing character, networking strategies help people discover your true nature faster. If you're inauthentic, no strategy helps. The connector's mindset revolves around abundance, not scarcity. Abundance creates energy. Envy drains it. A scarcity mindset sees success as zero sum, but a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. When you resent others' success, you unconsciously program your brain to avoid similar achievements. Your mind thinks, "If I achieve what they have, I'll become the person I currently resent." This creates an invisible ceiling on your potential. Genuinely celebrating others opens you to similar success. Honesty, vulnerability, and integrity form the foundation of genuine connection. Without honesty, there's no trust. Without vulnerability, relationships remain superficial. People won't believe in your successes if you never share struggles. Without integrity, you have nothing. As Warren Buffett notes, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to destroy it. Most people waste energy chasing famous figures already surrounded by noise. The real joy comes from spotting undiscovered talent, finding diamonds in the rough, supporting them, and watching them flourish. In our world of quantified connections, depth trumps breadth. 500 engaged community members beat 5,000 disinterested subscribers every time. Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans theory shows creators need only 1,000 dedicated supporters to thrive. Kickstarter data confirms this. Successful campaigns average just 100 backers. What counts isn't how many friends you can count, but how many you can count on. To connect with remarkable people, ask what makes you interesting to them. Create a personal balance sheet listing your strengths, value you provide, and growth areas. If you're not compelling enough yet, start building your story. Success comes from surrounding yourself with people one or two steps ahead. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Being around those who challenge you forces rapid growth. Research shows your habits, income, and health outcomes mirror the five people you spend most time with. Think about your current circle. Are they pushing you to grow or keeping you comfortable? Do they celebrate your ambitions or subtly undermine them? Mastermind dinners unite brilliant minds in intimate settings, reconnecting old contacts, introducing people who should know each other, and meeting new connections efficiently. Host local dinners to build community roots or location dinners while traveling. One powerful strategy, dinners for event speakers. Everyone craves connection with like-minded individuals, yet producers rarely arrange anything for their speakers. Perfect dinners require perfect planning. Ensure guests share commonality, entrepreneurs, artists, or similar interests. Avoid extreme spectrum mixing, $100 million company owners with startup founders, for instance. Group size matters. Tables of 4 to 6 optimize intimacy and conversation flow. Attracting high-profile guests requires building social proof. Start small with accessible names to gain experience. Always reach out through warm connections, leveraging mutual friends, organizations, or events. Either work up the food chain by starting with easier yeses or secure an anchor tenant first to attract others. Market authentically, not manipulatively. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. For the right fit, no explanation is necessary. For the wrong fit, no explanation will do. Creative outreach applies a military principle to marketing. Leverage the unexpected. Before reaching out, understand your prospect's world, routine, and motivations. Most importantly, ask what's in it for them, a question too often overlooked. Research high-profile targets thoroughly using online platforms to discover interests, supported charities, and unique angles beyond business. Check Facebook and LinkedIn for mutual connections. If none exist, broadcast to your network for introductions. While mutual contacts are ideal, alternatives include social media and direct mail. Traditional mail surprisingly stands out, since email often faces gatekeepers. Success correlates with effort invested. People reward creativity and persistence. For emails, craft open-ended subject lines that spark curiosity and include the recipient's name. If ignored, restructure with more information or simply resend. Busy people miss emails. When facing objections, ask, under what circumstances would you say yes? Remember Wayne Gretzky's wisdom. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Success requires meticulous planning. Consider location, menu diversity, cost, noise level, and table placement. Arrive early to secure the ideal spot. Choose your approach. Minimal research forces genuine presence, or comprehensive research enables strategic seating and leveraging uncommon commonalities to forge deeper bonds. Send reminder emails the night before with all details. Decide payment arrangements in advance. Covering costs is preferred, though co-hosting works too. Connecting with 150-plus people across 25 dinners for roughly $10,000 delivers superior ROI versus traditional marketing. On dinner day, send personal text reminders hours before. Arrive early to greet guests and establish ground rules: confidentiality, wine by the glass, no phones, quick ordering, and clear end times. Lead introductions with vulnerability to encourage deeper connections. After dinner, send follow-up emails connecting everyone, highlighting memorable points, and sharing resources. When guests offer help, request introductions to interesting people. This method's power lies in its simplicity. Start small with people who'd benefit from meeting. Focus on creating value, not extracting it. Be the connector who listens, follows up, and remembers details. The most valuable relationships aren't with the famous or wealthy, they're with people sharing your values and bringing different perspectives. Relationship building is a long game. Your network is your net worth, not just financially, but in opportunity, support, knowledge, and fulfillment.